we tried our best, and the problem is these boys are so fast. And everything's pretty close as well. And getting through to qualifying was one of probably the easy part of it. And once we're in it, you basically get two qualifying tyres in three sessions. So you've got to kind of figure out what's the best way to do it to try and get through, because obviously you can't have one tyre in each one. So we used one in the first session. I managed to get through, obviously, with Leon having the inferior bike, didn't quite manage it. And then in that next session, I thought, I'll just try and go a little bit quicker. And I could only manage another 10th. Which was nowhere near good enough. I mean, they've all gone around in 29, which is like MotoGP lap time, so that was insane. So yeah, it was just a bit of a wake-up call, really. But I mean, we're 14th on the grid, and I'm sure tomorrow we'll put up a good fight and just do the best we can.
Some big names and some World Superbike regulars around you on the grid, and you've also got the likes of Corsa and Zaus behind you. So in actual fact, the times were really close yesterday, and you are amongst some big names, so there's definitely something that you can do in those races today. What are your plans for the races?
Yeah, like I said, it is close. I mean, Ben Spees obviously has been dominating this year, and I think his quickest times are 29.8 and I had 30.8, so it's no mean feat really, but it's all in comparison, you know. It is a long way this weekend. If it was BSB, would have, I think, blitzed everybody. So. It's very tough, and like, I don't know what to expect after this. Like they all said, just need a real good start, get away with the pack, and it's all going to be down to the first lap, I think, or a lot of it, and then just try and settle into a nice rhythm, not make any mistakes, and just chip away. I think hopefully, you know, the fitness comes into it, we'll just try and stay there till the end, conserve the tyres, and just put up a fight.
Finally, before I let you go off and get your lunch, for some of our guests here who might not have been to Donington Park before, where would you suggest they go on the stands though to watch you and Leon fight your way to the front?
I don't know really. Crane of Curves is always good, just because it's fast and you can see quite a lot of the circuit. I think you can get there through the tunnel, just behind, literally left here and then left again, go under the tunnel and get into the infield. You can see a lot more on the inside of the track than you can from the outside. Melbourne Loop's not that exciting really, it's pretty slow and it's always quite crowded as well, but a lot of people tend to stay on the outside, which leaves the infield open, but personally I think that's the best place to watch.
Perfect, thank you very much. Well, ladies and gentlemen, please sit down.